This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and informative radio show on the earth, other than, of course, as we always say, the alien shows, which are much more exciting and entertaining than Todd and myself. I have Todd Cunin to my right. I am Frederick Penny, your host. We've got Cal Hunter in the studio with us. And we are missing Denise Dirks and Chris Rodriguez, which is not a shock. This August 25th, beautiful day in the western United States. Welcome, you listeners. Welcome those of you on the Armed Forces Radio Network. We thank you for your service. Those men and women in the wonderful uniforms, we thank you, thank you, thank you for protecting us and making life wonderful for us.
This is the scaled-down version of Radio Law Talk, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's scaled down. But you know what? Todd, it's you and I. That's all we
need.
Yeah,
yeah. You know,
I might think of it as upscale, you guys. I mean, really.
Yeah.
It gives you guys plenty of time to elucidate and to, you know, share your thoughts on the many issues that will be before us today.
Oh, today's going to be fun.
We've got today a lot of stuff.
There is so much stuff to talk about. And here's the key. A lot of times Todd and I sit down before the show, and Denise or Chris, sometimes here, Rodriguez, and we will talk about kind of, you know, we plan, you know. But we do plan our show over the week, because we're texting each other and emailing, so it's not like we don't plan. But Todd and I, because sometimes we're busy, we roll in. I was in out till late last night, and I'll tell you what I was doing. But
I know what you're doing. I
know.
I saw the pictures.
I tell you, the most important thing in end of August, Cal, and I haven't brought this up to either of you, and I'm going to see if you're going to guess it, and I'm going to see. It's the most important time of the year for Radio Law Talk, the most fun and exciting and entertaining topics of law that we're going to discuss end of August, first part of September, because what is coming up?
School?
No.
Does it start with a B and rhyme with slurning slend?
That's exactly right, Todd. What is it?
Burning Man.
Yes, Burning Man.
Woohoo!
It is Burning Man season. So we will talk in September. First part of September is when Burning Man occurs in Nevada, out at Black Rock. And they are having problems and worrying now about what? Me Too movement, sexual harassment issues, that this is free love. Don't forget, this is free love and freedom out at the wonderful deserts of Nevada.
Well, they have a free love tent. And the question is, will that tent, is that what they're asking? Is the free love tent going to be still in operation?
Yeah, there's called the Orgy Dome. I don't know what that is. Todd, what was that?
Well, sure. All I'm going to say is a tent will be pitched in the desert.
but,
you know, I mean, if you think about the demographic for Burning Man, and I recall last year's show that we were talking about it, the number of people that were going that were from the Silicon Valley and from the Bay Area, and, you know, that is part of the hotbed of the Me Too movement anyway, that in Southern California.
Yep.
And so it's not surprising that those issues would be brought to Burning Man as a way.
Yep.
Because, you know, last year we also had this whole idea that although Burning Man is supposed to be this free, open thing, well, the clique from the Bay Area was bringing in their own little, well, we'll have our palace inside Burning Man, and now they're making it so that it's, well, arguably the opposite of what Burning Man is supposed to be.
Yeah, which is classes.
Yeah.
Classes of people. And so we're going to talk about Burning Man and some of the stuff.
So we're not going to broadcast from there this year? I thought this was all set up.
I wish we did. Cal, you're the producer.
I'm just sick about this.
Make the call.
Well, the lawsuits have been filed, Fred. I'm trying.
Okay. Wouldn't that be great if we could, from Burning Man, Todd's wearing nothing but mud?
Something tells me that if we broadcasted from Burning Man, it would be the first time in the history of Burning Man that men actually got burned.
Okay? Exactly right.
Because I'm guessing we'd be chased around with pitchforks and torches.
Well,
to say nothing of the windburn and sunburn.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
It doesn't matter with the mud all over us. It
you know, and I had a friend of mine, she went to Burning Man on a regular basis with her significant other all the time. And she had this phrase, what the playa giveth, the playa taketh away, the beach, you know, the sand, and the playa will provide. And so I was asking her about sunscreen, and she said, you just lay down in the mud, kind of do that little snow angel thing in the mud, and your body becomes covered with this filth. But guess what? That's UV protectant filth.
It's also a pretty good protection against the whole Me Too movement thing, if you think about
it. That's true.
You know?
So we're going to talk about some legal issues with Burning Man going on now.
It didn't take long to go there, did it?
No. With Denise not here to protect us, it's going to go south fast. But anyway, but we don't have Rodriguez here, so it's not going to go really bad. But anyway, we're going to talk about Burning Man. We're going to talk about Cohen and Manafort. We got to get in the Cohen and Manafort thing.
Yeah.
I tell you right now,
Rodriguez is gone again.
Yes, he's gone. And then Asia Argento.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that, it's like the, you know what I always said when I read that? Whoopsie.
Yes.
Let me repeat that. Whoopsie.
Oops.
So we're going to talk about the Golden State Killer. We got all kinds of other things that are going. That trial's coming up. We are going to do the most important thing, which is our case or no case, because you know what? That is where you and I, Todd, can now start catching up, and or I can catch up, and or
separating ourselves from the rest of
the chaff from the wheat.
How many are we doing today?
Well, we haven't really discussed that. I mean, we're doing at least one.
I mean, with the
three.
You know, with the head honcho here, I'm thinking we do six, and all of them are double points.
Yeah. that means you at least half are made up.
Let's get to the lemon bars as quickly as we can. Well, you've been dangling that carrot long enough, man.
Been thinking out loud here. If we're going to do double points, we also have to subtract points on double points, case or no cases, if you're wrong.
Ooh.
All right.
So, yeah, if we're going to put skin in the game here.
my only concern is I would never want to go down the road where people that are not here have the opportunity to pass those that are here because, if we do six and we can lose points, arguably we could lose 12 points and Denise would be leading both of us by her absence.
We wouldn't do six double pointers, but okay. I'm saying if we did a double pointer, we would have to deduct if you were wrong.
When? Just... No, we didn't used to do that. Don't start that now. You're starting that now. Hey, you know what? Don't forget, everything that we talk about today is all alleged, or at least most of the stuff, in lawsuits. And this is what I brought up. I was on the national news on this Manafort and Cohen thing. General topics of law is what we're talking about. Listen, go to our website, www.radiolawtalk, and read our wonderful, very entertaining disclaimers.
Disclaimer page.
Yep. We'll pause with that. Anyway, but don't forget, a lot of stuff is alleged. Even they brought this up to me when I was talking on the news about the Cohen Manafort. Just because someone agrees to something and as a settlement and they pay money doesn't mean they did it. A lot of times they pay a settlement just because they don't want to have to go through the rigmaroles of court. And so, look, it's cheaper to write a check than to move on. So
same is true of plea bargains.
That's exactly. Plea bargains, all that stuff. And they sign documents. Oh, they signed Stormy Daniels. They made her sign something. Yeah, that happens in all cases. And again, I'm not jumping on the Trump bandwagon to help or any bandwagon. It's a fact that in cases when there's a claim against you or against a company, they sign a general release. And part of the general release says, we are not in signing this or paying you saying in any way we are at fault. And just because also, Todd, you know, a person pleads and says, okay, I'll take that plea bargain, doesn't necessarily mean they did it. They just said, look, it's not worth the possibility of losing.
In the criminal realm, there's specifically you plead either guilty or no contest. If you plead no contest, under a case called People versus West, if you plead no contest, you're saying, look, for strategic reasons, I'm not going to fight this. I'm not saying I'm guilty, but it's
not worth rolling the dice.
Yeah, I'm getting a better deal.
Carries the same weight as a guilty plea for sentencing.
Yeah,
and the judge will tell them that. I am going to interpret your guilty, your no contest plea as a guilty plea for purposes of sentencing. But after the sentencing is over with, it's not a guilty plea.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk to us. We'll do case or no case when we come back right after this.
And this is Radio Law Talk, radiolawtalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown in stone American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills,
eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone. Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We even have an Instagram, Radio Law Talk, at Radio Law Talk. Or if while we do this next great fun thing that Denise and Chris Rodriguez are going to miss out on, which is case or no case, if you want to comment on these cases, whether they are an actual case and whether or not the who wins the case, tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or you can go hashtag Radio Law Talk and we will follow that. And then we'll go from there. But Without further ado, let's roll. Case or no case.
So you're saying, you want to do that now. Okay, okay.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Cal was trying to make up for sleeping at the wheel.
I was setting up my next break, and here we are. Not case or no case. Okay, I apologize.
No, we don't apologize. We're having fun here.
What is in a name? Shakespeare says a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Comic-Con says,
ooh,
that's my name. Don't wear it out. So Comic-Con has a great big festival down in San Diego every year. It's huge. It's been featured on the Big Bang Theory, all over the place people go. So people in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, said, wow, that's a great idea. Let's have our own Comic-Con. And so apparently there are a lot of nerds in the Midwest and in the Intermountain
really?
Region. Who knew?
Shocker.
Here's one.
Whoa. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
And so they advertised and had a huge Comic-Con in Salt Lake City. So the people in San Diego said, well, wait a minute, that's our name. You can't use our name. You can't make money on our name. And the people in Utah said, wait, Comic Convention, Comic Con, it's not really a patentable or copyrightable name. I mean, think about it. It means Comic Convention. What about if it was Lawyer Con? What about if it was Restaurant Con? Which they all, by the way, are. Everybody calls them that now anyway. So they said, we're not even going to. This is a ridiculous and frivolous lawsuit. We claim that Comic-Con people are just, well, they're trying to be a superhero, and they're really not. So, Todd Kunin, I ask you first, case or no case, and if it is a case, what was the outcome? And remember, this is not for double points.
Okay. So I mean, so far right now, you have given us no details about who sued, what they were seeking, nothing. It's just
Comic-Con sued for general unspecified damages for, I can't think of the exact term.
Infringement.
Infringement of their, trading on their name. In other words, making money on Comic-Con's name that should have been theirs because it was their name. So in other words, it would be, I guess, and I tried to analogize this in my mind. If Fred decided to build a car in the backyard and called it Fred's Ford, Ford would say, well, that's not a Ford. That's a Fred. You can't use the Ford name on a Fredmobile. Even though it may look like a Ford, you can't do it. And that's what I think the Comic-Con complaint was, basically.
Okay. So. All right. So this is going to be my in-depth analysis here. Since there's only two of us, I can go a little further in-depth. And Fred's looking at me.
Let me put my legs up.
Fred's looking at me going, spreading it deep is something that you do quite a bit.
So it's going downhill all of a sudden.
I would say this. At the outset, I think that this would be a very easy issue to avoid for both parties because either Comic-Con, A, trademarked the name Comic-Con, which would be very easy for any other entity to look and say, hey, you've trademarked it. We can't use it. Regardless of how common it is used, if you've got Comic-Con TM, anybody coming along looking at that is going to go, yeah, we should probably avoid that because if we're just a startup, it's not worth the lawsuit. It's not worth whatever. So either A, they did trademark it, and if they did, there's no way the folks in Utah would do it. Or B, they did not trademark it, and if they did not trademark it, they would know that they don't have much of a case against somebody else because, look, if you wanted to protect this, that it would be protected
for you. You file the paperwork.
You file the paperwork and do it, and they would know that they didn't do it. And so in either way, I think that neither party would do a suit, and so that is why I'm going to say, Cal, you're making this up because of how easy the remedies would be on both sides.
Am I that transparent?
I think you're making it up.
Mr. Penny, what do you think on this particular case or no case? Did Comic-Con sue Comic-Con for not comic money, but real money?
There's a couple of issues here. The first issue I'm going to say, Todd, my limited, and this is my disclaimer, limited knowledge on this area of law, which is very limited, but I do know you don't necessarily have to have a trademark or a register to still sue under using a name that you've used for quite some time and stuff like that. So I would say I would disagree with Mr. Kunin on that issue. However, There is no way, but he is so good at this, Cal. It is, he was so disheveled, didn't know the proper legal terms to use, because he didn't use the right legal terms. This is made up, and I know there's Comic-Cons everywhere. There's a Comic-Con in Stockton, California. Right. There's Comic-Cons everywhere.
The question is, are those Comic-Cons put on by the Comic-Con company?
No, they're not. In fact, I know the guy that does that one. So
let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, I can. He can get him on. That probably I could text him and see if he'd come on. But I'm going to say no case because, and Cal, if it is, you made it so, you forgot everything.
He's
you didn't say the right term.
He's going to, if he gets it wrong, he's going to blame me.
I'm going to blame him. No case. And I'm not because I'm following Todd. I first said
separate
no case.
Separate and distinct reasons.
Right. Yes. No case. I mean, no case. No, it's a fake case.
It's like when the judge says that you object and the judge says sustained but on different grounds.
That's true. That yes. In other words, you're an idiot and I'm going to help you out here.
Yes.
So I just want to get this clear. You're saying it is a no case whatsoever, whole cloth, made up case.
Yep.
And Mr. Kunin, you are saying?
You made it up.
Really?
Yes.
Both of you are saying it's no case.
No case.
Yes.
Wow. I'm stunned about this. I really am stunned.
He's going to be ticked off.
Since you quoted Shakespeare to start this up, I'm going to say, methinks thou doth protest too much.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to give you the answer until after the break, because otherwise,
how could it possibly be
a tease? Yeah, oh, no way. We have to wait now.
No, okay. We'll wait to find out, because all I care about is getting put. This is a non-double points. If you want to weigh in, 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or hashtag Radio Law Talk. We'll look and tell us if you think it's a case. Just say case or no case. You don't have to get into an analysis, and we want to hear about it. So that way, we can maybe give points to the listeners, too. Is that right?
Yeah, you
sure.
Bet.
We'll be right back after this with Fred and Todd.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A high school football game in Jacksonville, Florida ends with a triple shooting. One man is dead, two teens are injured. Ron Lindvay with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says it happened just outside the football field's main gates as people were leaving the game between Raines and Lee High Schools.
People leaving a football game, there were some fights and disturbances during the game, but I'm not going to draw any hard conclusions until we had the facts.
Federal authorities are assisting local law enforcement in the search for a single shooter. They say it's too early to say if it was gang-related. And in California, a block away from a junior varsity football game, a shooting between two groups left a 16-year-old dead and an 18-year-old in critical condition. Police Lieutenant Greg Hurlbut says two suspects have been arrested. One tried to blend in with the crowd evacuating from the game.
The school staff was able to identify that the person we were actually looking for was, in fact, in the gym with everybody.
The second suspect was found in a nearby house. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
One.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back. Cal, am I right or wrong? Am I going to have egg in my face or not?
Well, it's a great question, and the answer is yes and no. I was talking to Seth about this because Denise is right. This was a really critical case in its time. What I didn't tell you is that this case was filed in 1927.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when it's big stuff.
Because it's been law since then. Yeah.
And it echoes forward to this day.
Yes. So it's a precedent that's stuck.
1927, in May of 1927.
Well, at least we got a point, Denise.
The woman, you each got a point because it's a case. In May of 1927, she obtained, the woman who had the scale fall on her, obtained a jury verdict of for $6,000, which in 1927 was a lot of money.
Yeah,
right?
I won.
But.
Oh, no. What's the but part?
The railroad appeal.
Oh, we're not talking about appeals.
And what? I asked the eventual outcome, right?
Oh, he goes all the way up to the Supreme Court.
And Judge Cardozo wrote for a 4-3 majority of the Court of Appeals, ruling that there was no negligence because the employees in helping the man board did not have a duty of care to Ms. Hausgraf. I'm just telling you what they ruled.
I know.
Because the employees were just helping the man on board, and there was not any foreseeable harm for helping a man with a package.
I'm going to win that case all day long in California.
The original jury verdict was overturned, and the railroad won the case.
Denise, you're spanking us.
And you want to hear what's funny about that? I had my professor did not deal with duty and cause separately. He dealt with duty and cause together. So when I said it was a cause issue, I got it wrong because I didn't learn duty separately from cause.
I can't wait till 2018.
But I got it right ultimately.
The lawyer standing up there in 1929. Look, here's well, the, let me just back up. Here's the issue here, and this is modern day. Did a dangerous condition exist that they knew about or should have known about and wasn't foreseeable? The answer is this scale sitting there was clearly not attached to the ground or to the wall properly. And therefore, once they dropped it on it, it fell over, hitting someone. They're negligent. In California, I'm winning that case 75% of the time. Maybe 80.
And this was in New York in 1927, and in one case you would have won, and in the appeal,
yeah, I get it.
You would have lost.
Just
and
telling
you
know,
and that's the interesting thing about this.
You know what the most important thing is, though?
You got 2 points.
I'm 49. I'm 2 points away.
At least
from
I got 1 point.
I'm 2 points away.
I got 1 point.
You've got a chance for you have a chance to tie Mr. Kunin in our next case or no case.
That's right.
So, oh my gosh! I get 1 point though, Callie. That puts me 1 point closer to.
Get you 1 point closer. Yes, you have 45 now, but Denise has 49. And Todd Kunin has 51.
That's like Alabama football playing a high school and losing.
Well,
that was me. I'm Alabama.
Eventually, you get into the third quarter, and you realize the other team is stretching the lead.
No.
And you're thinking, what can I do?
No, what happened is I won with the touchdown, but they called it back.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
Called
I'm Alabama.
Touchdown disallowed.
Speaking of Alabama and calling something back and losing, let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. Oh, Harvey Weinstein. So he's got all these allegations against him, but there's a brand-new indictment that just came down accusing him of sexually assaulting another victim. Now is coming forth.
So this is the third victim
so far. And this carries up to, it can be up to life in prison. Mm-hmm. So he now faces a minimum of 10 years behind bars. Minimum.
If he's found guilty.
Yeah, that's
and this is for predatory sexual assault. It's not just merely sexual assault. It's predatory, meaning you're a predator.
Yeah, now this is, don't forget, this is alleged from a July 19, 2006 attack on a victim. But this is what I really want to bring up. And I'm so happy. I was thinking, should I bring this up? Because we're on the air and we have to be careful what we say. I know Rodriguez is not here, so I think we can temper ourselves. But this is very important. And a person brought this up when I was talking about the Weinstein case and the issues. And this is not, again, we're not political, but I had a woman clearly ask this question and look at me about this. And she said, quote, how can, because this comes down to one of the cases that he's being previously charged with is forcing oral sex on a person. And that's... what do you think the question this lady asked me was?
How do you do that?
How do you force oral sex?
How do you force it? Well, it depends on who's the recipient.
Hey, do we have any crickets? Can we have crickets? Do we have crickets? Find the crickets.
I do have crickets. I was going to put that up, I think the issue here is not a physical forcing as much as an emotional coercing and forcing. Is it not? Did I read that whole thing wrong?
But are you liable for that? Is that a criminal? And we don't have Todd Kunin here for the criminal lawyer, but is that a criminal act?
It's unwanted touching.
There's
so
unwanted, but
yes.
But according to this, again, it was a lady said. How can you be forced to have oral sex? That's what she's like, I don't, I guess you can. I guess you can.
Well, I'm not going to describe it very much on the air because I don't
think
that's appropriate.
I guess you could. You're right.
I think it's both ways. You can be forced both ways.
Okay.
You can either to do it or to receive it.
So I guess.
And not want to do either.
Yeah, there has been a lawsuit filed of a young man who claims that he was forced into sexual activity, and you would think. With certain biological processes that had to take place, how is that possible?
Well, you know how that's possible? I've actually done research on that.
If they're drunk or something?
No, not just that. It's an involuntary reaction.
Of course.
Involuntary reaction. It does not mean that it's consent.
Right. It wasn't a choice. Right.
No, I don't disagree with that. I'm just wondering. I think a normal person just says, okay, how does that happen? And so, but these lawsuits are coming down. And so this is an additional third one coming down on Harvey Weinstein that is just piling up again. A lot of people sometimes when it rains, it pours. But this guy was very well known in the day. And let me tell you something interesting. So I love watching old movies and old things, and one of my favorite was Johnny Carson. I liked watching the Johnny Carson.
I love Johnny.
But what I used to watch, and I still go back and watch on YouTube, is the Kraft roasting by Dean Martin. What do they call it? The what roast?
The celebrity roast.
The celebrity roast, yeah. By Dean Martin.
Hilarious.
And it had Bob Hope, and it has all the, you know, and always Dean Martin. They're making fun of him as a drunk. Hey, Dean, what's going on? And Dean would always be hosting it usually, and he was soused a lot. But anyway, they were talking about, it was Bob Hope or someone. I was watching it, and they're going, and he was ripping on, oh no, it was Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
He was hilarious. And he's ripping on everybody, and he's roasting everyone. And he turns down, yeah, this young producer's down here, sitting down here. What are you doing here? Why, how did you get up front? What's your name? Alan Weinstein? What's your name? Weinstein or something like that?
Whoa.
And that was on this celebrity roast from like the 1970s or whatever.
Wow.
And that was, I was like, oh my gosh. And that was on YouTube, and I was like,
were they roasting, Johnny Carson?
They're roasting someone, but he just, but you know how Don Rickles points at people in the audience, and it was Weinstein that was sitting in front somehow, and he turned to him like, who are you, some young punk producer? Who do you think you are? And that was very interesting. I said, kind of like deja vu. But anyway, go ahead. It was YouTube, and it's on the Celebrity Roast. It was put on by Kraft. But anyway, judges toss a lawsuit against Toyota over rats gnawing on car wiring. And I told you what I'm going to do is give you some interesting facts about this. Now, we've all known, I don't know if a lot of you are listening, but I've had issues with mice chewing on my wires. Now, apparently what's happened is they've changed from a wiring that is kind of more petroleum-based, now it's soybean-based. And obviously,
and they're trying to do that to be green and, yeah, you know, be, yeah, more, you know, conscious of the environment and all of that. But the side effect of that is that they are now attractive to rodents.
That's exactly right. Toyota's argument is, by the way, it's not just us. It's industry-wide they're doing this. So we're not liable for this. So the judge throws the lawsuit out against Toyota. We're going to go over why. But here's an interesting thing. So I have a ranch in the mountains. And I was up at the ranch, and this was probably about a month ago. And I look at all the tractors. We have mini excavators. We have tractors. And the Wrangler is walking by. I notice all the hoods and all the fairing is all turned up and open. Everything's open. I'm like, why do you have all this open? And that's a huge barn. And he said, to keep the mice out and the rats from chewing the wires. I said, what? He goes, that's exactly right. You keep your, he said, you keep the engine like open and all the fairing open and everything. You open it up
and they won't go in
because it's not dark and nice. But to us, guess what the best part was? Look up, you look up above in our barn, there's an owl sitting up there. And so because the owl is there and he keeps it open, he's never had a problem with mice or rats. And don't forget, this is a massive barn with hay. And it's out in the middle of the country, and it's in a field. You know there's mice and rats running around, just naturally not having any problems with it.
So this suit that was brought, it was based on what was the underlying?
Well, the underlying thing is you're chewing it up, and it should be under warranty. Toyota says it's not a warrantied item, and then we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
Listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station, and we thank you and them. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
And I think that the underlying framework for all 10 principles was that consent was at the heart of it. I mean, certainly none of the 10 principles should be interpreted, according to those that go to Burning Man, and I agree with this, should be interpreted as saying that one person's will would supersede another. Consent is always the central issue. But to even hammer this issue home more, there's a group that is petitioning and actively working to add the 11th principle of Burning Man, which is to talk about consent, to make sure that nothing occurs.
Well, they have the hug church there. The hug church is a church where everybody hugs, supposedly at Burning Man, and they now are changing it, according to the pastor of this hug church, to shaking hands first and seeing if it's okay to hug. So that is going to be changing at Burning Man. Now, they do another thing. They all roll around in mud, I guess. Is that what they do, Cal? Cal, do you roll around in mud up there or what?
Those who choose to do so, they're either body painted, they do all kinds of weird things. But my question is this.
Weird? We can't say the weird. We have to say
interesting or unusual things.
Yes, how's that? According to them.
So I just want to get this straight in my mind.
Right.
You go to a tent called an orgy tent.
Yes.
And now we're talking about written documents for any orgy-like activities to take place. Is that how that works? Do you have to have it like sign an I consent to this orgy?
There's 80,000 burners showing up to this, and Cal, what's going to happen? See, there's laws and rules that you got to follow. And by the way, it's like they move a whole police force in there.
Right.
And what we talk about every year is, you know, what are some of the violations? We have statistics on what the biggest violations or arrests
and usually drugs, by the way.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that right now because we want to wait until that happens. But this consent thing has come up, and that they want to kind of head it off at the pass is what they're trying to do, and that's why we're talking about it now. But there was a Teen Vogue article that came out that went viral that talked to 54 women at Burning Man who all said they had been harassed at some time while they were there.
Yeah, I mean, look, Burning Man has its Burning Man has its set of rules, its bylaws, it has that, and then it has the perceived reputation that follows it. And every year you're going to have a certain number of people that are attending Burning Man for the first time who think that they know what it is, who don't read the rules, who don't read it, who think it's a free-for-all. I can just go in and all of a sudden I'm transported back to basically caveman days before the rule of law was instituted, and I get to do that. And they're the typical, you know, people that try to build things without looking at the instructions, so they're not going to read the rules and not find out that they've done anything wrong until after they've done something wrong. And you're always going to have that group that you run into. The issue that I have with the consent and signing consent forms is I don't think that solves the problem because of the way the law is written. Now, I want to remind you, I used to prosecute sex crimes.
At Burning Man?
Not at Burning Man, just in general. Okay, I used to prosecute these crimes. And the one thing that people forget is that let's say you have a man and a woman, and they engage in consensual sexual activity. And in the middle of the act, the woman decides she does not want to do this any further in the middle of the act and says stop. From a technical standpoint in the law, if the man continues, even though she said stop, it's now violating the law, even though she consented to start the act and go up there. So because
a little too deep for me.
Because that's the way the law is, I don't see how getting a written document saying, I consent to this before you go into the tent, changes the woman's right to withdraw that consent
exactly.
at any time in the middle
right.
of the act.
Right.
Exactly right. And that's the whole confusing point that's why I said this. You go into a tent called an orgy tent, and you sign this form, and then all of a sudden some 300-pound guy from the Silicon Valley who writes the code for a living comes up and says, hey, baby.
I'm just saying.
These are the kinds of circumstances that might come up.
You're right, Cal. But here's the interesting thing, though. So everyone's writing about this. The Daily Mail, the Reno Gazette Journal wrote about this. And I want to bring in a few quotes. And here's one issue. They said, you know, Burning Man welcomes all people. And the community, their attitude is to welcome all. But the issue is they're saying the problem is in welcoming the stranger, sometimes that translates into someone that you don't necessarily want there, and you don't want to welcome their behavior.
Yeah, and the definition of welcome, I think, is also another issue, because some people think, I paid my money.
Right.
I'm going to this lawless little tribal village they're setting up. I think I should be able to do what I please.
And to go to your example about the Silicon Valley coder that comes in, that getting the pre-signed consent form, to a certain extent, might create more problems
than
it solves. Because the guy who goes in, knowing he signed, thinks that everybody in that room has consented to his advances, and if they say, no, I don't want to, the girl says, I don't want to be with you, he's going to say, yeah, but I signed a form to come in here. I know you signed a form to come in here. So I am erroneously, I want to confirm, I want to stress that he would be erroneous in thinking this. But he would erroneously think, I can do whatever I want because I know you're in here and you signed a consent form.
Right.
And that's going to create more problems than it solves.
You know, it's interesting. They say they're saying, Burning Man saying basically, we're taught the basics of consent in the first grade, but we need to reiterate it to these people as they come out here when they're adults. I put a little note next to me. Adults drinking and taking, and not all of them, but drunk and maybe a little bit tipsy from other things. You know, you wonder what's going on out there. But we're going to have a lot of fun talking about this from now until, is it the first week or second week of September?
Yeah, one of those.
It goes from the last weekend in August through the first weekend in September. I believe that's how it works.
It would be a fun place to broadcast live from.
Well, Cal, you work on that. Let's see.
There's not good enough internet.
All there. I got to say is the Hug Church now is Handshake Church. The last name Allen, said that he now offers a handshake before giving out hugs as a way of asking for consent.
And the orgy tent is now the kissing booth from the old county fair.
you have to throw a ball and hit a round thing to win,
right,
and then
exactly.
go from there.
Yes.
So are you going to Burning Man this year?
I think I'm going to pass on Burning Man this year. I'll tell you, look, we have people listening all over the world, but geographically speaking, where we broadcast this show from is on the same, it's Interstate 80, and it's the same freeway that the Burning Manners take from leaving Burning Man and going back to the Bay Area. And when we see them passing by the town we're in, and talk about the filthy vehicles. I have heard of people that will buy an RV, take it to Burning Man, and then sell it afterwards because it gets so encrusted with filth and junk, they just don't want to use
and
it anymore.
And fine dust.
Yes. You can't get it out, and then they'll tape the windows all around the edges. But you know that there's all these companies that rent motorhomes. They will not allow during that time period. They don't rent them, or you got to sign something saying you're not taking it to Burning Man or to Nevada. And yes, they do. And you go try to rent something during that time period and say, I'm just heading to Nevada. And they're like, No, you're not.
not in our motorhome.
Because guess what? You cannot get rid of that fine dust. And so, like you said, Todd, I've sat there on the freeway or sometimes you pull over and just watch.
Yeah.
And I've done that before, kind of just slow down and pull off and just for a few seconds watch. But they're just flying by and it's just a ball of dust. And let me tell you, they're not the nice RVs. They are just some half-made piece of,
canoe put on top of a Volkswagen and tethered together with some 2x4s, that kind of
it
stuff.
It is very interesting. But, Todd, we now have a place to go. We can be Silicon Valley guys and go to the special tent and be part of the upper crust. So.
Well, crust is an interesting term.
All right, we're going to talk when we come back the next hour. We're going to talk about the Cohen thing. We got to talk about the Manafort. I've been talking about it all week. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Fred Penny.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.